community, one hand, one voice. The Arab voice is heard with Ya Hella Voice.
حنجرة ذهبية.
إيه؟ في عربي في الراديو هين بالسيارة في شيكاغو؟
طوق إلى الزمن الجميل، زمان العمالقة والفن الحق.
ألو؟
أيوة الحكي يا مرا. بقولوا عربي بالراديو، بيحكوا عربي.
مين هذول اللي بيحكوا عربي؟
هون بالراديو بيحكوا عربي على يا هلا، بيقولوا اسمهم يا هلا وهون في شيكاغو.
أنت وين هالكيت؟
أنا بالسيارة مروح من الشغل في ميشيغان أفينيو جنب الميلينيوم بارك هذا، بالسيارة وما بفتح على الراديو إلا بسمعهم بيحكوا عربي، اسمهم يا هلا من 1450 من شيكاغو.
يا حج من وين بده يجي الراديو العربي؟ في أمريكا وفي شيكاغو وعلى الأي أم ومن السيارة كمان؟ والله زودتها.
إيش يعني بتقول إني خرفانيت؟ والله يا هلا 1450 من شيكاغو وعلى الأي أم، هيني بسمعهم بالسيارة ومش مصدقتيني، خذي اسمعي.
يا هلا بالضيف ضيف الله أحسب الروح، أي والله يا هلا بالضيف ضيف الله أحسب الروح، أي والله ما نرضى تروح من عنا، ما نرضى تروح، لا والله ما نرضى تروح، لا والله. من نرضى تروح لا والله، من نرضى تروح لا والله.
Now you are listening to Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town with Ray Hanania. Talk of the Town brought to you by LifeRun Medical Alert Systems.
Hey, good afternoon, Chicagoland. I'm Haji Ray Hanania. You got to call me Haji from now on because I actually traveled to the Middle East the other day in my dreams, and I kind of went through the whole process. I'm here every Friday at 4 p.m. on YahalaVoice.com radio and WCEV 1450 AM radio, live broadcasting from Chicagoland. It's Friday, September 12th. Our producer is Khalid. And if you want to share your opinion, we want to hear it. Our telephone number is 708-321-1313. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Life Run Medical Alert Systems, the best emergency system for seniors and people in healthcare need available today. Call them at 1-800-421-3366. We're broadcast live every Friday at 4 p.m. and also rebroadcast on Mondays at 11 a.m. on YahalaVoice.com. You can also go to our website at TheArabDailyNews.com to get the podcast of every show, or you can go to go to iTunes and download it. Make sure you also friend us on Facebook. Got a lot of big news. We're going to just zip through it really quick this week. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees, headed by Chris Kennedy, whose father was killed by a Palestinian, remember, in 1968, voted at his urging to reject the hiring of Steve Salata, a Palestinian. Palestinian kills his father. Palestinian wants job at University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. No job. So I think that maybe there's an issue or problem there that should be addressed. There's a story about that at TheArabDailyNews.com. And, of course, Ted Cruz. First of all, I'm always shocked that anybody would invite this guy to come and speak to their organization, number one. But number two, he gets in front of a Christian, Middle East Christian group, and he tells the Middle East Christian group that if you don't stand with Israel, then you're anti-Semitic. And he gets booed. Not by everybody, but he gets booed. And he gets angry and he says that all those Middle East Christians are anti-Semitic. This guy is not Christian at all, because if anybody knew, the real Christians are the Arab Christians. We're related to Jesus. And, that's a tough point to make in this country. They don't listen to us, Khalid. I don't think so. Listen, we're really honored to have on the phone right now, Sam Rasool. Sam is a delegate from the 11th district in Virginia. There are not a lot of American Arabs who are elected to public office, but Sam was elected on January 7th, 2014. He's young. He was only born in 1981, so that makes him, what, 34? 34. Well, 30, let's say 34 because it was in June. And, Khalid, you're a much faster mathematician than me. Let's welcome Sam Rasool. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you, Ray.
Sam, we really appreciate you joining us today. We got so much going on here. It's a terrible world sometimes when you're American Arab. But every once in a while, we get to talk about somebody like you that makes us smile because you are a success story. And I think whoever your PR person is, the photo that they took of you, I think is phenomenal. It's just when you look at your photo, you feel like, I like this guy. He seems like he's a young guy. He's a good guy. He's always smiling. Perception is reality in politics, as I'm sure you know. And your photo, I think, encourages a lot of people. How did you get elected to the delegate state house in Virginia? What was the issue? What was it that got you there?
Yeah, well, it's a great story, and I've got a lot to smile about. I first ran for U.S. Congress back in 2008. And successfully won the Democratic nomination, but lost in the general election to a Republican incumbent here. Tried one more time for a local office, came close there, but this third time was a charm. And the secret to it is how many doors can you knock on?
Right.
It's all about getting in front of people. Certainly being in a more conservative part of Virginia, there's a lot of demagoguery,
right.
But when people know you, personally, they know you firsthand. We've been involved in the community. I've lived here all my life. It's kind of hard for that demagoguery to really stick. So I'm very, very fortunate, very lucky to be able to be serving what would be equivalent, I think, maybe in Illinois, like a state rep.
Yes.
We call them delegates.
But
it's the lower chamber in Virginia.
And I'll tell you what, it took me a few weeks when I first heard that you've been elected a delegate. I thought, oh, is he a delegate to the presidential, convention or, you know, the Democratic convention? And then I thought, no, this sounds like that's what they call their legislators. So you are a state legislator from the state of Virginia. That's huge. There are not many American Arabs who have been elected to office. And I think this key in your case is, and I've read a lot of your material, you're an American first who's very proud to be Arab. Is that correct, or am I, you know, mistaken about that?
Yeah, you know, I'm very, very proud of my heritage and my upbringing. I mean, a child of immigrants is a wonderful American story. I grew up in a convenience store, running register from the age of five. And, you know, grew up, amongst, all kinds of people. And so it was, aside from education and other life experiences, just being a child of immigrant and being in a family of small business owners, really helped to mold me into a person that could, hopefully, empathize and sympathize with the majority of the people.
And I bet when you go up to people and you say, and you tell them your story, that you're the son of an immigrant family, just like many of them are, when you stand up and you identify yourself as an American, they're more willing to like you and support you. And then when you become friends with them, you can reach out and say, listen, by the way, I happen to be an American Arab, and they look and they go, wow, in a positive way they see. So in a way, you're how we're going to change the way Americans view the Arab world, through people like you, who become part of the system, who show everybody in this country that we're just like them, and listen to what we have to say. I think it's phenomenal.
I'm just... Like the next guy, I'm so lucky. I have three beautiful children, a wonderful wife, a great family. We care about education, health care. We care about all the same issues as the next person, and we want to be part of the solution. I mean, we want to be part of the conversation, and it's really humbling and a really neat experience to be in the Virginia House of Delegates, the Virginia General Assembly, which is the oldest continuously serving legislative body in the world. So it's got a lot of rich history. We call it Thomas Jefferson's House. And it's really an honor of mine.
Anybody who loves politics the way I do recognizes that getting elected in Virginia is something that really reaches back to the history of this country. We're on the line with Sam Rasool. He is a delegate, or as in Illinois we'd refer to it as a state legislator, from the 11th District representing Roanoke. I'm not completely familiar with the geography of Virginia, but isn't Jim Moran the congressman, a congressman from Virginia, or is that from a neighboring state?
No, Jim Moran is a congressman in Northern Virginia. I'm in Southwest Virginia. Really the country. My district is an urban district, but we're surrounded by the country here. And, of course, Jim Moran's always been a great friend to the community, a strong progressive.
Yes.
And we are, honored by his service and sad to see him go.
Yeah, he once told me years ago in Washington, where we were speaking together about something, that he always believed that the Arabs had a very strong case, but one of the problems was that we didn't get involved enough in our society, by getting involved in voting, by running for office, by supporting candidates. He always complained that he always had a tough time. Every time he'd say something, demanding justice, he would be criticized by the other side. And he always felt that, people just didn't understand in our community how to stand up and engage. Do you see that as a problem where you're at? Obviously your district only has a small portion of Arab voters, but do they get involved, do you think, or should we get more involved, and how do we do it?
Well, certainly we need to become more involved. I think it's kind of cultural. Not only was it in the beginning was economic, as immigrants immigrating here, certainly survival was first and foremost, but there's more of a tribal mentality, maybe, and so people were really concerned with how do you take care of your tribe, your immediate family, extended family, and others. And only, in recent decades are we becoming, more aware of the fact that, we have to be involved in a local, national, and federal policies in order to have an impact. So we're hoping that more and more people, not, of course, Arab Americans for sure, but people of all backgrounds realize that, when you're not actively part of the solution, your apathy is part of the problem.
Right.
And so we want people to really realize that, boy, when somebody lobbies me, when someone contacts my office, that's a very powerful voice.
Right.
And we pay really special attention to it. So I encourage Arab Americans and many other peoples of color and backgrounds to mobilize and to really realize the value that their voice and vote means.
I always felt that American Arabs should use the fact that we're American and talk to our representatives and say, hey, I may be Arab, but I'm an American. Write them letters, because you're right. I was a reporter for 20 years, but I've been doing media consulting for the last 25 years. And I'll tell you, every legislator and office holder I represent takes a letter seriously that they get. So the power of a letter, especially they love, although it's easy to do it by email now, when they get a handwritten letter from a constituent, and if you're in a district, it carries much more weight. It means a lot to people. And sometimes I think, our community doesn't do that enough. Doesn't it impress you when you get a letter from somebody in your district? You put a high priority on it, don't you?
Yeah, our U.S. Senator, former U.S. Senator John Warner,
right,
used to say that for every handwritten letter that he received, it would, really represent X thousand of voters.
Right.
And that's how serious he would really take it. And we, in my office, think about it this way. If politicians care about nothing else, they care about being reelected. And the top thing that you can do to become reelected is constituent services.
Right.
So politicians want to, by nature, want to be reactionary to people that are contacting them. It's just incumbent upon us to figure out how the system works and what's the most constructive way of doing it.
I think that's a real important point that you make. It's not about what you think or what you believe. It's what the audience believes. You interact with them. You find out how to achieve what they need. You stand up for their rights. You help them recognize that you're fighting for them. And then they elect you, and then you're able to work with them and convey the issues that you believe are a priority that match with them. It works. It happens all the time in every ethnic community. Here in Chicago, I don't know if you've been to Chicago, Sam, but Chicagoland is a tough community. We're very divided. We have a hard time getting around people to elect them. We don't seem to work together. Detroit is probably the only other area where I've really seen successes, and now you've kind of opened up Virginia. It just makes me feel proud, you know, at my age, seeing the same thing, you know, all these years, to finally start seeing young people like you actually get into office. How do we help you, and what can we do in a way that would benefit you? And because I think you should announce right now that you're running for the U.S. Senate of Virginia. And as a platform to become president of the United States. Go ahead and announce it. Well, they won't take it serious, but we'll remind them when you're elected president, okay?
Well, I have some really good friends in the U.S. Senate of Virginia. And it would, you know, of course, it would certainly be an honor to be serving in that capacity. Look beyond my next election. I'm always working hard for the people on a regular basis, but...
What can we do to help you?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we really, you know, ignorance is our common enemy. And there are good and bad people on all sides. Right. And so if we really want to be smart as a Arab American community in the Chicagoland area and Roanoke, we need to understand that we've got to put our partisan differences aside. And really, sometimes we need to turn off the TV and do some reading and really educate ourselves. So if you want to help me, you need to help yourself by trying to defeat this common enemy that we have, which is ignorance. And I talk a lot about that. We have our MSNBC, Fox News, they're both guilty of this. You know why? Because they're both selling toothpaste, deodorant. You know, they're both interested in ratings, but we need to educate ourselves first and foremost. So that's number one. Number two, people that are really interested in learning more about how to become a candidate, learning more about how to, you know, run campaigns, what state legislature is like. I love to share that story with people. I love to be able to share that with as many people as possible. They can visit my website, samforroanoke.com. If you Google Sam Rasool, I'm sure you'll find it's Rasoul, not Sam Rasool, the real estate agent in San Diego. That's my first cousin, but I'm Sam Rasool, the delegate. You feel free to reach out to me anytime, especially young people. You know, to run for to be elected to local office in almost all localities, you only have to be 18. It's a system made for young people to be involved. So I encourage people to do so. And then, of course, those that, you know, want to support in other ways, we always are very welcoming of that. But, you know, I can't do it alone. There are many good people out there, but there are some very, very bad forces, big money and others that want to distort the conversation. And what we want to have is a good, honest conversation about what's best for our communities and what's best for the United States of America, because first and foremost, we are very proud Arab Americans.
Did you face that when you ran for office? I mean, was it formidable, that type of, did they go after you because of who you were, your ethnicity and your background?
So the day before my election, they actually sent out a couple of mailers essentially saying that sympathizers of Al-Qaeda were funding my campaign. You wouldn't believe how upset the city became at that. This is the day before my election.
That's so ugly to do that.
In an election that I wasn't even sure I was going to win. For sure, the district is Democratic, but I'm a newcomer.
Right.
I'm olive-complected. I was going against a proven commodity. I wasn't even sure if I was going to be elected. Can you believe we actually won by about 42 points, 71-29?
I think that's phenomenal.
It was amazing. People were so upset. You know what? You can call him an Obama-loving liberal.
Right.
He's going to raise your taxes. All that's fair game.
Right. Yeah, right.
But we know Sam. You know, we know.
Right.
And when you're trying to say these types of things, this just goes below the belt. And they know me that I always stay positive. I never say anything negative about any other candidate. I rarely ever like to talk about the other side, period.
Good.
I think it's just important to stay positive. That's the kind of message that really gravitated very well here in Southwest Virginia, where we have some some conservative values. Even us progressives are rather conservative in nature. And it really carried the day. So I'm just very happy to be where I'm at.
Yeah, in 1991, I think, when I left the Sun-Times, the beginning of 92, I think it was actually November 91, I ran for state legislature in Illinois, and 2 days before the election, the polls showed I was doing very well, and 2 days before the election, the guy I ran against sent out a letter to all the constituents. It was anonymous. He didn't sign it, but it said that Ray Hananiah isn't just a Palestinian. He's an Iraqi. You know, like I was somehow tied to Saddam Hussein because we just come out of, you know, the war with Saddam Hussein. And I ended up losing that election, but it upset me that it was so easy for them to light a fuse like that, to say a nasty thing like Al-Qaeda supporters. That's horrible. I mean, it's just horrible, but I'm so happy that the people in your district saw past that and recognized the talent that you are. I hope everybody that's listening to us and on the podcast too, we had a lot of people that download it, that you visit his website at SAM4Roanoke, Roanoke.com, SAM4Roanoke.com. And, or just like he said, look him up, Sam Rasul, R-A-S-O-U-L, Rasul. That would be one way to do it, with soul. He has soul. And just type
That's
in Virginia,
right.
You will find him. Sam, I so appreciate you coming on the show. One of the things I'd love to do is to document the elected officials from our community who get elected and to put their story in some context where young people someday may find it, get some of your great words of wisdom, and maybe be inspired to do the exact same thing you did. Become part of the American system, help make this a better country, and end some of this ridiculous, you know, racism that people throw at us. And we're more American sometimes than a lot of the other people that criticize us. Sam, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Ray and Khaled, for having me on. Anytime that we can ever do anything for you, feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, and I am sorry. We were going to have you on last week, and I got jumbled up, and that was my mistake. But we would love to have you on again because I know you got another election coming up, I think, correct? In January, is it? Or is it? Or in November of 2015?
November 2015, but the primary season's well before that, so we'll keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully all
great
of that will go well.
All right, and we'll do what we can to help get the word out to help you. Sam Rasul, my guest. Sam, thank you for joining us here at Talk of the Town in Chicagoland. We appreciate it.
Thanks again, Ray.
All right, we'll talk to you later. I'm Ray Hananiah. You're listening to Talk of the Town here at YahalaVoice.com radio, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Sir Ratib Rabi, who's going to talk about Christians in the Middle East and this conference that Senator Ted Cruz was at, where he said some really ridiculous things insulting Christians. So we'll kind of talk a little bit about that with Sir Ratib Rabi from the Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation. I'm Ray Hananiah. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I'm Tismaya Hella Voice in Chicago.
Do you have a medical alert device? When you press the button for help, can you talk through your pendant? With many companies, you still have to talk through the base unit, and that's not much help in an emergency. The answer, LifeRun Medical Alert Systems. Simply press the button and talk to a live operator right through the pendant. If your device can't do that, upgrade to LifeRun today. The system is free, the shipping is free, and the monitoring fee is less than a dollar a day. Call LifeRun now at 1-800-421-3366 or order online at LifeRun.com.
For years, the hearts of good people have broken
for the suffering of the Syrians. More than 6 million displaced, nearly 3 million refugees, 80% are women. Children and elderly have faced growing hunger and deprivation. Syrians need food today. Your charity can help Syrians in need. Feed a Syrian family by donating a $50 food basket through Zakat Foundation of America at zakat.org or by calling 1-888-ZAKAT-US. Zakat Foundation of America, the leader in empowering lives through Zakat.
منتجات زياد من عائلتنا إلى عائلتكم. أفضل المنتجات الغذائية نوفرها لموائدكم. متطلبات المطبخ العربي نقدمها لكم من خلال ماركاتنا السلطان، كرافت، نستلي، بوك، ريفل بيكان، دانا. ستجدونها في كافة المحلات والبقاليات. للمزيد من المعلومات زوروا موقعنا زياد.com. منتجات زياد من عائلتنا إلى عائلتكم.
Yahala Voice, the Arab voice in America.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town Radio. I'm Ray Hanania. Our number is 708-321-1313, extension 1. And if you want to call us in, we're in the process of getting and reaching out to Saratab Rabi. I don't know if you saw that story about Senator Ted Cruz. It's one of the topics we're going to talk to Ratab about. Not just that, but also the state of Christians in the Middle East, because there was a conference called In Defense of Christians that was held Wednesday, September 10th at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. The whole idea was to bring speakers who would talk about and address the issue of Christians. Now, In Defense of Christians define Christians and the people in need not just as Christians, but they also spoke about Muslims that they support, Muslims that they support, the Kurds, that they support all the different groups in the Middle East, that it's not really just about Christians, because in truth, Christians and Muslims are basically the same. We have such a similar biblical history, and we believe in so many of the same things, and we suffer together exactly the same. There's really no difference between us. Yet, there isn't, in my opinion, a strong enough voice for Christians to join what I think is a very strong voice for American Muslims. We need more American Arab Christians to speak out, and they don't. So this In Defense of Christians conference seemed like a great idea. They had a lot of speakers that were out there. Some of them I like, a few of them I didn't like. But, you know, that's the point of, you know, developing public policy. You don't do it in a vacuum. You don't say, I won't talk to you. People that are elected to office, you know, we don't just hate them if they dislike us. The majority of politicians oftentimes don't vote in our best interests as Americans. They reject many of the things supporting peace in the Middle East, supporting the Palestinians, supporting, Muslims, cracking down on racism against Muslims. September 11th, we just had our 13th anniversary of September 11th yesterday. And, I mean, it's an important date, obviously. I mean, I'm an American. I served in the military during the Vietnam War. So nobody's going to say that I'm not patriotic. But I always tell Americans when they ask me, how do you feel about September 11th? I say, well, you know how I feel? I feel that you don't feel correctly the right way, that you haven't done enough as an American asking me as an Arab how I feel. How do you feel? 14 Americans were killed in the weeks after September 11th, 2001, because they looked Middle Eastern. People thought they were Muslim. That's a problem with many mainstream Americans. You know, they just hate Muslims, and it's wrong. And if you're Middle Eastern or you're Arab, they don't care whether you're Christian or Muslim, they're going to dislike you. And they target you. And 14 people were targeted and killed. And I think those 14 victims that in the weeks after September 11th should be treated as if they were victims of September 11th terrorism. Because their deaths were the direct result of September 11th by crazed Americans who were so enraged by the horrible sight of watching the Twin Towers collapse. And you got to remember, today we know it was under 3,000 people total that died. But you know, on September 11th, we didn't know how many people were in the building. The estimates were as high as 50,000 people in each building. There were people, we thought 100,000 people were going to die in those two buildings. I'm sure that's what Osama bin Laden thought when he had his terrorists who were terrorists. They're not Muslim terrorists. They're not Arab terrorists. They were terrorists. But trying to get Americans to understand that sometimes is a little difficult because Americans are the most educated people in the world, but the least educated about the world. They just don't know. You know, they get everything from TV. That's how they get educated. They have all their degrees from these colleges on the wall, but their education comes from the television. And I don't know, have you seen any Arab talk show hosts on TV? Have you seen any Arab American anchors on the Today Show? On, you know, Fox News? God forbid they'd have an Arab on Fox News. You have to be a blonde woman to be on Fox News, right? We're not there, and they keep us out. We need to be there. That's why, of course, I think Yahalo Voice is so important, because Yahalo Voice brings our voice into the mix, and many Americans listen to this show. They don't have to speak Arabic to listen to an Arabic radio. We need to speak English to them and talk to them. They listen to the show, and little by little, we win them over. We, Naperville Bob them. Bentley, we get Bentley. We Bentleyize them. I'm going to turn, Naperville Bob into an adjective, or is it an adverb? You know, I flunked English, I don't know, 8 times, and I became a journalist. Many people are not surprised, but that did happen. But we're going to Bentleyize you. That's what we want to do, is Bentleyize the Americans, get them to understand that, you know, we have justice on our side. And part of the problem is that the Americans, they just don't understand. So they elect people like Ted Cruz in Texas, who's just this insane right-wing crazy person who says that he loves Christians except the Arab Christians. He hates them. He doesn't want to help them. And he says that if you don't love Israel, then you hate Jews and you're anti-Semitic. That's what he said. And these are the things that he said. If you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Christ. Really, Ted? Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. First of all, the Arabs that I know don't hate Jews. The Arabs that I know, the vast majority of Arabs, and I can say this with certainty, 99% of the Arabs in the Middle East and the Arab world, and 99% of the Muslims in the Islamic world, and 99% of all the Christian Arabs do not hate Jews. They don't hate Israel. We're angry about injustice. We don't like injustice. We're mad at Netanyahu's government for the war crimes that he committed in the Gaza Strip, killing 2,000 civilians. Babies, Ted Cruz, babies were killed. 500 babies, infants, teenagers. I didn't hear Ted Cruz get up there and say, it's terrible the way the government, the political machine in Israel, was so uncaring in the way they massacred so many civilians just because they could. They didn't have to, but they did. It's not about being Israeli or Jewish. It's about policy. It's about politics. And Ted Cruz is part of the hate machine in this country that's trying to destroy the real substance of Christianity. Ted Cruz is not a Christian. And I feel bad because I wanted Dr. Robbie from the Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation to come in and join us, because he spoke at the In Defense of Christians conference that was held Wednesday at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. Bishop Angelos was there. He was the general bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church. Moran Moore Ignatius Ephraim was there. The patriarch of the Syriac Orthodox Church was there. Catholicos Aram. These are big leaders of the Orthodox Christian Church that represent true Christians. Listen, you cannot be a real Christian in this country if you do not believe that Christians born in Bethlehem are not the descendants of Jesus, because it's true. They are. And if you're a Christian, then you have to stand up and tell the government of Israel to stop persecuting the Muslims and Christians in the West Bank, in the Middle East, in Israel, to stop it, to stop killing people in Gaza. It's not anti-Israel to say that. It's not anti-Jewish to say that. It is pro-Christian, pro-Muslim to say that. It's pro-principle, pro-morality. That's what it's all about. I mean, I don't know why the IDC even invited Senator Ted Cruz. He's crazy. You know, he's nuts. There's so many other good speakers on this list. There's one that I didn't like that was on it. It was that Congresswoman Layton from Florida. She's really kind of wacky, too. Representative Daryl Issa, congressman from the 49th District, was one of the speakers. Ray LaHood, you know, the former Illinois congressman and now and the former, I think, transportation secretary. Or I think he currently is a U.S. or no, he was transportation secretary up until a few years ago, last year, I think. He was one of the speakers. So many other great speakers there. Sir Ratib Rabi, the founder and president and CEO of the Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation, who was born in Amman, Jordan, to Palestinian parents. His story is the true story of Palestinian Christians. The Christian experience today is embodied in Sir Ratib Rabi's family story. Our lands were taken away from us, just like lands were taken away from everybody, Muslim and Christian, by people who, out of politics, these are people that didn't even believe in the Bible, or they don't even believe in the Torah, you know, some of them. But, you know, now it's become a conflict with, you're either with us or against us, the old George Bush, you know, mantra that he brainwashed people with. There's no middle ground, but I'm saying there is a middle ground, and that's what I spend my life doing, fighting to redefine and reestablish that middle ground where Jews, Christians, and Muslims can stand together for what's right and get people to do what's right. If you want to call in, I'd love to. What'd you think of Ted Cruz? Maybe you think he's okay. I mean, maybe you're just sitting back there and you're going, who cares? There's nothing we can do in this country. There's absolutely nothing. We're losers. We're never going to be changing Americans. But I think we can. I don't think we're losers. I think we can come together and make a difference in this country. I think that when we speak out as a community, we can get Governor Quinn, for example, to reverse the decision of the University of Illinois to deny Stephen Saleta, a Palestinian, his job. Here's a guy who he quit his job at Virginia Tech with his wife, who was working at Virginia Tech. They both quit their jobs. You know, this is your life. How many people just walk away from their job and then 3 weeks later find out they have no job? So they came to Illinois, downstate, or Champaign-Urbana, and were ready to start their job. But because Stephen was so upset by what the Israeli government, not Jewish people, not Israelis, but the Israeli government, what they were doing in Gaza, massacring civilians. And he expressed his anger on his Twitter feed. They read his Twitter feed. They decided they weren't going to hire him. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that University of Illinois is going to be paying some big legal settlement, and this Chris Kennedy is going to have to answer for it, because they hired one of the best law firms in the Midwest, Lovey and Lovey. I know those guys are the best because I've worked with them. John Lovey is the number one civil rights attorney in the Midwest. That guy fights and wins. He is phenomenal. John Lovey is phenomenal, and he is one of Stephen Saleta's attorneys. And I'm telling you, the University of Illinois, Chris Kennedy, and Chancellor Phyllis Weiss don't even realize what they're up against. They're a horrible decision. I got to say a good word for Jim Montgomery, though. James Montgomery was the former corporation counsel, the lawyer of the city of Chicago for Harold Washington when Harold Washington was the mayor. And I knew Jim Montgomery. He was such a good person, principled, stood up for what was right. He was the only one of the nine trustees who this past week voted on the Saleta hiring. Eight of them voted not to hire Stephen Saleta. Only Jim Montgomery stood up for principle and said, you know what, after looking at everything, I'd made a mistake in supporting what Chancellor Weiss did. And he said he changed his mind and believed that the university should hire Steve Saleta, a Palestinian. And I think that the issue of Chris Kennedy, his father, Robert Kennedy, who is a great senator, I'm not defending Sirhan Sirhan. I know Sirhan Sirhan's brother, and I've talked with him. And, you know, I happen to believe that Sirhan Sirhan did kill Robert Kennedy, although there's some people that say that he didn't. But I think that, you know, Chris Kennedy, who was Robert Kennedy's son, should not have been involved in this vote. He shouldn't have expressed his opinion. There's a bias. How could you not hate a Palestinian when a Palestinian killed your father? And so I think that feeling is there. And in such a public way when he was a little kid, it was horrible. I don't think we're going to be able to get Rateb on the line. I feel bad because, you know, we were hoping he was so excited to come on, but I think something must have come up. And I'm glad that we had Sam Rasool, who was able to come on. Listen, this Radio Verite, that's the way it is. Radio is live. It's a reality show. People come in, they don't come in. They show up, they don't show up. What are you going to do? But listen, a lot of these stories we talk about are on our website at thearabdailynews.com. They're also on the website at yahalavoice.com. It's a great place to go. They got a lot of programs here. One of my favorites is Rise Up Radio on Wednesday, and where we Bentley eyes the American people, because we Naperville Bob eyes. I don't think that sounds. That's an easy phrase. So Bentley eyes, I think, is the term that we should use of converting a uneducated American into an educated. We should give diplomas called the Bentley Diploma for Understanding Principle and Morality. What do you think, Khaled? Bentley eyes. We're going to Bentley eyes the American people. You think Bentley would be upset? I don't think so. I think he'd be happy that we're naming a diploma in his honor. And if I have any say, I'm going to get the University of Illinois through my connections, you know, because we have such a great clout at the University of Illinois, to create a diploma named in honor of Bentley, Naperville Bob, good guy. He used to call it my old radio show years ago and criticize, and we'd fight all the time. And he slowly, we kind of, you know, there's no such thing as being part Arab. When you marry an Arab, you become a complete Arab, the whole family. I don't care if you're Irish or you're Polish or you're Italian or even Jewish. You become Arab. We take over because we're good. We're good people. We come from the place where all of us define ourselves, from the Bible land, the biblical lands, the Holy Land. That's where we come from, and I'm proud of that. 708-321-1313 is our number. If you want to give us a buzz and tell us what you think of I think we got Rateb on the line here. He's calling in. I know. I'm going to ask Rateb to call our studio at 708-321-1313. Extension 1, 708-321-1313. I think I have him on the cell phone, but we're on the air right now. Or we may try to reschedule him a little bit later if that's possible. You know, maybe for next week because we only got a few minutes left. But I feel bad that we weren't able to get him on. But we'll get him on. It's okay because he's good. You know, he's somebody that, let's see, we got here. Oh, it rings. So they're having trouble calling us. Yeah, they're telling me that, they're having trouble calling. They were trying to call and, they're not getting through. You're calling, all right, we'll figure that out. Yeah.
فطول وراعه وشماله كل ما تلتقي بيعود وبيرحله يا سري فطول وراعه وشماله كل ما تلتقي بيعود وبيرحله
All right, this is Ray Hanania. We're back here at Yahala Voice. Ratib Robbie's on the line. Ratib, I'm so sorry about any confusion there. We were trying to reach out to you. We couldn't get you, and we're still the victims of technology, although I think it's the Shin Bet. They monitor us, and they track us down.
It's always you blame somebody else.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't want to do that. I think it's our phone system we were having a problem with. But I'm going to tell you, we only have a few minutes. I still want to bring you on next week, if that's possible.
Okay.
If we could do that, because I think this topic is so important, and I don't know if Friday next week is going to be okay. But tell us a little bit about the Christian, Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation. What does it do? I mean, just to let people know what you do.
Just we help the Palestinian Christians and the Palestinian at large from the Christian point of view in advocacy and into developments in a way that we are the voice of the Palestinian Christians where at least Americans with the faithful Americans can hear us about what the plight of the Christians in Palestine, Israel, and the whole area.
And is it a struggle to do that, do you think? Is it hard? I mean, when you actually present our case, it sounds so compelling, you know, and maybe that's because obviously I'm Palestinian and I'm Christian, but do American Christians really recognize the challenges that Middle East Christians face the way they should recognize it, or is it blurred by politics, do you think?
Actually, you know, that's why we cannot generalize. It is, we just finished a conference in defense of Christians where the P word, Palestinian Christians, were not mentioned. That's where I have it in my talk to them, in my presentation. I think this evening there is an article out about that conference and the challenges we are facing because they want to help the Christians in the Middle East because they have a political agenda, not
right.
Because they want to help them.
So it was this organization, you think, that had a different agenda, you mean, or some of the speakers?
I guess they are hijacked by politicians where they thought they are innocent to help the Christians of the Middle East. I don't want to make a judgment yet because their leadership, some of their leadership are honest about what they are saying, but we are waiting to see what they are going to say after what Ted Cruz said.
All right. And you know what I like about you, Sir Ratib, and of course, the great work that the Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation does, what makes me feel good is that it's always a message of, you know, I want to give them a chance. You know, you don't jump
right
into anger the way sometimes we have a tendency to do. We get mad. You're willing to listen and talk to people. And I bet 80% of the people who sometimes we view as our enemy, if we just approach them in a sensible, reasoned way, calm, we could win them back to our side.
Yes, exactly. That's where 16 years earlier, before I start this organization, that's what I used to get out of my chest and say what I want to say. And I didn't get anywhere till I started this organization. And we changed the way we have to approach Americans because a lot of them, they are not supporting us or supporting the Israelis' policies because of ignorance, not because they want that. And if they give them a chance and you direct them and show them the truth, they will come forward.
Yeah, and I guess what offended me about Ted Cruz was he said that we hate Jews and we hate Israel. We don't. We don't hate Jews. We don't hate Israel. We dislike their political policies, right? I don't like what the government does.
But to start with, he was addressing Christians from the Middle East. As Christians, we don't hate. That's
right
to start with. And we are there you know, in order to help us. But we don't help. We don't need that help with a string attached.
Right.
We don't want that help with a political agenda. And he was out of line. And I think if you follow scf.org, you hear a lot of the inside stories. I was there, and I was speaker, and I was involving in the whole issue. And that's the first time, you know, we're all united, the Christians there, in telling him, boo, go home,
right.
Ted Cruz. And that was unbelievable, you know, to see Iraqis, Lebanese.
Everybody standing together.
All together, you know, they don't want him there.
Yeah, and
not for division.
And yes. I think he does represent the extreme side of American politics. I think mainstream Americans, the majority of whom are Christians, have never really lived up to their responsibility as Christians to stand up for the rights of Christians in the Middle East. I think your organization does a great job. We only have a couple minutes, and I apologize for the problems that we had with the phones earlier, but one, I'd like to make sure to get a copy of your speech, if that's okay, because I'd like to put it on the Arab Daily News so that people could hear what you had to say. And two, I'd like to bring you back next week maybe to talk a little bit more about the challenges and how do we get our message across. And maybe finally, what's your next event? Do you have any events coming up, or is there a way we can help you?
Our 16th International Conference, and this is bringing politicians, religious leaders, and people in different parts, business people, and you name it, they are going to be there. Hanan Ashrawi is going to be there. Bishop Atallah Hanna is going to be there, and Hashim Shawar from the business sector. A lot of people. If you go to our website, scf.org, you will see that conference, and this is something going to bring a lot of people together after this conference. What happened the last few days, they want something where they can relate it to.
That's definitely something that I'm going to want to attend to, because I think it's a phenomenal thing. I think that voice that you're trying to define not just helps Christian Arabs, but helps everybody in the Middle East bring peace to the Middle East and achieve something that we all want, justice, peace, and an end to all this crazy conflict, because nobody wants to see these people killed. All these innocent people that are dying, it's terrible. Any final thoughts, Sir Ratib?
I just want to make sure that we are Arab before we are Christians or Muslims, and we have a national issue, and all we have to work together toward it.
Thank you. And that international conference, by the way, is in Washington Marriott in Washington, D.C., on October 17th and 18th. I think I'm going to make plans to come out there and cover it and even meet you. And just to thank you again for taking a few minutes of your time. I know you're very busy to just reach out to some of the American Arabs in the Chicagoland area on our radio show. My guest, Sir Ratib Rabi of the Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation. Ratib, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and God bless.
And again, I hope we can try to get you on next week to make up for.
Of course.
You know, because I think this is a topic that deserves a lot of time to go through, and I know that you have so much more you can help educate us about. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. That was Sir Ratib Rabi of the Holy Land Christian Ecumenical Foundation, fighting not just for Christians, but Muslims also, and for peace in the Middle East. We don't hate Jews. We don't hate Israelis. We just dislike bad policy. I don't support war crimes, and people who commit war crimes are war criminals. They're not Israelis. They're not Palestinians. They're not Jews. They're not Christians. They're not Muslims. They're bad people. Terrorism doesn't have a religion. Terrorism doesn't have an ethnic face. Terrorism shouldn't be applied to people just because you don't like someone's politics. I'm Ray Hanani. I want to thank Khalid for helping us run the board here. And please join us again where we'll Bentleyize you. We're going to Bentleyize you about the Middle East and make you understand. And now Bentley, if he's listening, he'll understand what I'm talking about. If not, he's going to have to call me. Listen, you guys have a great week. We will see you next Friday, 4 o'clock here at Yahala Voice, Talk of the Town Radio. Talk to you later. Have a great week. Bye bye.
The radio. Listen to
Yahala Voice.